Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that prices for goods imported to the U.S. inched higher in June. U.S. import prices increased 0.1% from the previous month. The cost of imported petroleum, up 1.4% on the month, accounted for most of the gain. Imported food prices fell 1.7% last month. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department today says that American consumers spent cautiously in June. U.S. retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in June from a month ago. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending July 13th. The numbers look like this. Corn silking, 34% versus 15% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 33%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 76%. That's up 1 percentage point from a week ago. Fair, 19%. Poor, 4%. Very poor, 1%. Soybeans blooming, 41% versus 24% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 37%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 72%. That's unchanged from last week. Fair, 22%. Poor, 5%. And very poor, 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 17,032 is up 54 points. The NASDAQ 3929 is up 10.5. The S&P 500 1975 is up 4.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast for the Midwest is a cool one. As you are well aware, I'm sure that the cold air mass moved into the region over the weekend, and it will continue to push southward through the heart of the U.S. corn and soybean production region as we go through the next few days. The temperatures will get quite chilly at night, with lows in the 40s likely from portions of Iowa, northern Illinois, and Michigan northward. We'll likely see 50-degree readings at night in the lower parts of the Midwest. The cooler weather will stop some of the corn development for a little while, or at least slow it down, and degree day accumulations are expected to back off just a bit as well. And because of that, we may see maybe just a little bit of a later maturity date in the autumn, but this is just one incident and it's only a few days. The concern is that perhaps a little later this summer, we may see some other bouts of cool weather, and we're already behind on our degree day accumulations in portions of the upper Midwest. The lower eastern portions of the Midwest are actually a little bit ahead of the usual amount of degree day accumulations, and hence the more quick crop maturation rates that have been evolving here in recent weeks. The cooler weather will slow that down, but it's not likely to reverse it or cause any kind of serious change in the overall bottom line, which is still very good. Most of the Midwest is expected to see ongoing dry weather this week. There will be some rain in the southernmost parts of the Midwest near the Ohio River, probably the best rainfall there, and there will be some other showers that will scatter around. Don't want to make it sound like it's completely dry, but what precipitation does occur in the northwest and central portions of the Midwest will likely be insignificant relative to evaporation, and net drying conditions will probably take place. The majority of the weather will likely stay favorable as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. The biggest difference that will occur during that period of time will be warming temperatures across the region. There will be a large amount of rainfall occurring across the southern states, months, and I think eventually some of that will work its way across some of the lowermost parts of the Midwest. Most of that precipitation is not likely to be real dramatically great, but portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states, as well as a portion of the west, central, and interior southern U.S. plains will likely get a fair amount of rainfall that will likely stall field work and saturate the soil in some cases. The precipitation will be most significant near and south of the Ohio River and focus primarily on the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, as well as parts of the southeastern states, and then from portions of north central Texas and Oklahoma back to eastern Colorado. Some of the winter wheat production areas in the central plains will once again be hit by some significant rainfall, but the majority of that crop has been harvested, and what's left out there is going to be somewhat vulnerable to a bit of a decline in crop quality and conditions. And we'll probably see this most significant in Colorado and western Kansas, where the most crop is still left to be harvested. The forecast temperatures for the afternoons are going to be mostly in the 60s and 70s across the heart of the Midwest here for the first couple of days this week. We'll start seeing some moderation in the cool air mass after that. 70s will be common during the balance of the work week, and we'll look for some 80-degree temperatures returning as we move toward the weekend and into the first part of next week. There will also be a few lower 80s today in the lower parts of the Midwest, where the cool air has not fully settled in yet. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
We're having some technical issues with our Profit X machine that tells us the prices of different commodities this morning. It doesn't appear to want to stay in tune. And so let's see if we can get to Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, see if he is on the line yet. Pete, are you there?
I am here.
Having some troubles with my DTN Profit X machine. Could you give us a quick quote of where prices are?
We have lower prices across the board, and Dease corn down six at 382 and a quarter. That's 1.5 off its low. August beans are down 30 and a half at 1166 and a half. November's are down 10 and a half at 1075 and three quarters. September wheat's down 4 and a half, 533 and a quarter.
So we're consolidation at the bottom of the range. We made a little progress yesterday, but we're giving it back today.
Yeah, we're giving it back plus more today.
So, what do you make of it? Are we at a point where we might at least begin to talk about a bottom? I don't know if we want to talk about anything like a dead cat bounce here yet, but a bottom.
Well, yesterday that's what they were talking about. It was a dead cat bounce. Today we're down. There's nothing out there to push it higher in the weather. And the weather's the main thing right now, so I don't see anybody talking about it bottom either.
What are traders considering as the potential ending stocks slash size of the corn crop at this point?
Well, the USDA did not raise corn or bean yields, and it's expected they will raise those by industry a lot. They're talking corn. The USDA, I think, left it at 165.3. There's people from 172 to 180, over 14 billion crop. And on beans, they're talking 2 to 3 higher also.
What technical downside objectives would we look at if weather conditions were to remain ideal?
Well, we're way oversold now, so it's just continuance of the good weather pushing it lower. We've gone through the technical things, so I think it's just all weather, and will we have a bigger crop, and what will the next report do? I think the technicals right now are out the window.
So what are hedgers thinking about these days if they have on, because a lot of people thought they were pretty well sold up, but because of the weather, they're going to have a much larger crop than they anticipated.
Well, hedgers are going to continue to keep those hedges on, and if they don't have them on, they're going to maybe start putting them on or unload some cash. This cash is better than 50 lower.
So do you think that there's still value in puts?
I think there is, yes. We had people buy 370s, 380s, 390s a couple months ago, and they've gained a ton, and the 370s, which were at 381 on Dease corn, are probably in the 15 to 18 range. If we go another 30, they could gain 30 cents real easy.
What year does this remind you of? Lots of people like to talk about comparing to previous years.
I consider 1 year at a time. I don't go back and look at that. My memory isn't that good.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Yep. Bye.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September hard red winter wheat, 642.5, down 3.75, now down 3.5. December, 653, down 3.5. Soft September, 533.25, down 4.5. December, 556, down 4.5. September corn, 374.75, down 6.75. December, 381.75, down 6.5. March, 393, down 5. July of 15, 409, down 5.75. August soybeans, 1166.5, down 30.5. September, 1092.5, down 15.5. November, 1076.5, down 9.75. August soybean meal, 380.40, down 8.20. August soybean oil, 36.54, down 34. August live cattle, 148.77.5, up 97.5. And July lean hogs are 133.40, and they're up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.